morning. It's good to have you here today on the second Sunday in November. I think the seasons have changed. We've been enjoying some very warm fall-like weather, and I think, you know, winter is coming. But it's good to have you here today as we gather for worship in this beautiful sanctuary. I welcome all who are here, and a special welcome to anyone who may be visiting. If it is your first time here, we ask that you fill a welcome card out and place it in the offering plate so that we may know who's been worshiping with us. And I'd like to invite all of you to stay for a few moments after the service for a time of refreshment and fellowship in our Judson Chapel, which is the room directly behind the sanctuary. You'll note on the back page of the bulletin the calendar for this week, and it is a very busy week. And I'm not going to read all of that to you, but I do call your attention to that. Many boards and committees are meeting this week. Do want to point out, though, that we are providing the monthly Protestant worship service at the Glen Ridge Nursing Center on Tuesday at 2. And also Friday is our feeding ministry turn, so we will be providing the meal for Bread of Life's evening meal on Friday downstairs in Social Hall. There are a couple special events happening next Saturday away from the church. In the morning from 9 to 12, the American Baptist Women's Ministries of the Judson Association will be having their annual Toy Harvest Celebration at Community Baptist in Medford. And that's when they will be, they'll be having registration from 8:30 to 9. The program begins at 9 with a brunch provided by the local church. And also an opportunity to share events that are going on in the congregation, each congregation at that time, and looking at new ideas. And any toys will be donated at that time for that. And that's next Saturday, the 18th, from 9 to 12 at Community Baptist in Medford. If you have any questions, you can contact Marilyn Glover. And that evening, the Refugee Immigration Ministry is having their annual international dinner at the Armenian Cultural and Educational Center in Watertown. Tickets at the door are $40, but if you purchase them by tomorrow, they're $35. And Marilyn Glover has tickets if you would like to purchase a ticket to the RIM International Dinner for next Saturday evening. Please see her for that as well. On the insert today, you'll see the hymn, the last hymn printed on one side, and the reverse side has some announcements, especially about next Sunday. Next Sunday is Thanksgiving Sunday. It's a Sunday when we will be inviting you to bring donated food for housing families, for them to make up Thanksgiving dinners, for folks that are in families that are in their program that might not be able to have a Thanksgiving dinner without donations. So we invite you to bring your donations next Sunday. We'll be dedicating those, as well as our Thanksgiving offering and our 2018 financial pledges, all next Sunday on Thanksgiving Sunday. Also, at the bottom of the page, you'll note that our White Cross request is on the desks in Judson Chapel. And if you would like to sign up to purchase and one of those or more items, please do so. All items must be brought back by the first Sunday in December. So at this time, I invite you to turn in the blue hymnal to selection number 528 for our responsive call to worship. To those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours, what kind of people ought you to be?
You ought to live holy and godly lives.
So then, dear friends, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven. We are called to be stewards of all God's blessings to us. And our opening hymn this morning, Come, All Christians, Be Committed, number 444 in the blue hymnal. Those who are able are invited to stand as we sing together.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, thank you for the privilege we have of gathering to worship you today. You give us life. We must offer commitment. You give us the scriptures. We must study. You give us talents. We must minister accordingly. You give us the church, and we must extend fellowship. You give us the good news of Jesus Christ, and we must share that gospel message. You give us each other, and we must live in love. And Lord, you also give us money, and we must invest in the eternal. O giver of all that we call good and perfect, transform our gratitude for what you have placed within our hands into significant means of serving others as well as you. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We now pray as he taught, as we say aloud together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Be seated. And I'm smiling because I watched as the children in Sunday school ran up the aisle and across, ready to exit the sanctuary as quickly as they could for their class. So I'm hopefully that they'll be enjoying their lesson as in another part of the building as we continue in our worship this morning. We have an opportunity now to share celebrations and concerns with one another and as we come to a time of prayer this morning. And we want to continue to remember those folks that are not able to be here right now, mostly because of health issues. And we think of Helen Fleet and Paul Patrie and May Upperman and Claire Stevens, especially those folks, but also Beverly Sandberg. Some of those we might label as shut-ins, and others we might not go that far. That I know some of them do not want to be labeled that way, but just folks that aren't able to be here right now. We just want to keep them in our prayers today. We also want to keep Dorothy Huddy, Chuck's mom, in prayer. That is she still in the hospital, or has she gone home? She's in hospice now, so she has gone home. Okay, so Chuck's mom has been able to return home now and is under hospice care, and I think Chuck's, your brother, is there right now with her, too. So we want to keep the Huddy family in prayer as Chuck's mom is doing okay but not real well and is in hospice care now. We obviously want to keep our sister Baptist Church in Texas in prayer today, as 1 week ago tragedy, violence hit that congregation, and we want to keep them in prayer today. We also want to keep our veterans in prayer today, and also our congregation as we focus on stewardship of our time and talent and treasure and how we can, you know, give to the Lord through this congregation. So do you have any requests for prayer, either celebrations or concerns you'd like to share? Okay, so Peggy has a new great niece born in Pennsylvania. Her name is Zoe and was born on the 7th. So we celebrate. That's a gift of new life, and we celebrate that. Anyone else have a prayer request? If not, then let's go to God, lifting up something that I've mentioned or something that's been mentioned here or something that's on your heart. Let's pray together. Loving and gracious God, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity of coming here to worship you. This day, that we are physically able to do that we have the means to be able to be here. Lord, we lift up in prayer and pray for those that are not able to be here today but wish they were able to be, those who have physical limitations, those who perhaps live too far away to travel here on a regular basis, for others that have, for whatever reason, is keeping them from being here, O God, we lift them up in prayer today and pray that your Spirit would be with them especially close during this hour of worship. We also pray, O God, for those who are in sorrow today and missing the love of a loved one. We just lift them up and pray for your Spirit of comfort and peace would be with them. Lord, we pray especially for the church in Texas where violence took place last Sunday. Lord, we've heard that they feel that there's so much damage to the building and so many terrible memories that they're going to tear that structure down and they will rebuild someplace. Lord, we just lift our prayers with others across this nation, lifting up that congregation today, asking for your Spirit of healing to be with them as they bury church members, as they pray over those who are recovering from gunshot wounds. Lord, we just pray for our nation that seems to be so filled with hatred and violence right now. And Lord, we just pray that there may be some way that we can find that we can work through people that are on the front lines, that can, whether it's mental health, whether it's anger issues, whether it's whatever the cause, oh God. For some, we aren't really sure why people pick up a weapon against someone else or groups of people. But Lord, we do pray for our nation today that we may have wisdom from you that may help us to live peacefully with one another. Lord, in thinking of peace, we are so thankful for the men and women who have put on a uniform of our military branches and served our nation to protect us and defend our freedoms. Lord, as yesterday was Veterans Day, but this tends to be a Veterans Day weekend, we are so thankful for those, and especially those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. But we also celebrate with those who have been in the service, especially those who have gone to war and have returned home. We pray for those who have been injured while in the service, especially those who have catastrophic injuries that have changed their lives forever. Lord, we pray for the families as well, that their loved one comes home a different person. We pray for the families as they try to become a family again and meet this new person and try to work out, how they can be a family with this person who seems to be a stranger in their midst. But Lord, again, we are so grateful for those who have served our country, who are now veterans. We also pray for those who are currently in the military, O God, and pray for their safety as best as that can be, as they are in some places or very dangerous areas right now. And just pray for your Spirit to be with them as they are serving their country on our behalf. Lord, we also pray for our church today, as we are in this time of stewardship, of thinking about and recognizing all the blessings that you have given to us. And Lord, we pray that we may prayerfully over the coming days reflect on the blessings that you have given to us and how we can tangibly, through time and talent and treasure, say thank you to you by working through this congregation and serving you from this corner in Malden, Massachusetts, to people around this world who need to know about the love of Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we ask all of these things. Amen. We read in Scripture the instruction of God's people when they come to worship, they are to bring an offering and to present it to the Lord. We have an opportunity to do that right now in our worship service as we present our tithes and gifts, and the ushers will receive the morning offering. Together. Lord, we present these tithes and gifts to you and ask that you would bless them and bless us as we share the good news of Jesus Christ, the love and the light that he offers to this darkened world. We ask this in his name. Amen.
Thank you.
Peggy Blum will be reading the scripture today.
I will be reading from the Revised Standard Version, Luke chapter 12, 13 through 21, page 69 in the Pew Bible. One of the multitudes said to him, "Teach, did my brother divide the inheritance with me?" But he said to him, "Man, you made me a judge or a divider over you." Then he said to them, "Take heed and beware of all the greed, for man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, that night your soul is required of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is he who lays up treasure for himself is not rich toward God.'" May we bless the reading of the Bible.
Thank you, Peggy. Let's pray together. Lord God, we have read and heard from your holy word this day, words of Jesus and in this encounter he had. This parable, O God, about a person who was very successful in his job and was able to amass a good amount of money. Lord, we see the tendency of being wanting to sit back and kick up our feet and just say, I don't have to do any work for a while because I can relax, I can eat, drink, and be merry and not have any worries. But Lord, we hear from these teachings in your holy word that is not what you call us to do. But you call us to be on watch. You call us to be prepared, not just for your coming, but to be prepared to answer your call of service whenever we see someone in need. Lord, we pray this day that our hearts and minds may be open to receive a word from you that will help us in our daily living and help us be more faithful in our discipleship. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you had learned of today's sermon title prior to arriving at church, you may have wondered if we would have armed guards at the door, not so much as protection, but demanding an entrance fee of money or blood. The old Jack Benny radio program had a sketch of Jack being robbed at gunpoint, and Jack Benny was reportedly to be the most miserly man alive. And in the sketch, the robber says to Jack, "Hey, bud, your money or your life?" There was no reply. So he repeated, "Hey, I said, your money or your life?" And Jack replied, "Don't rush me. I'm thinking it over." We laugh at the idea. But Jesus' parable in this morning's scripture makes us stop and think it over. How important is money to us? Our society often measures success by financial wealth. On another occasion, Jesus said, "No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or to be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Jesus had a lot to say about money. It's one of his most frequent topics. And if we see that, we realize how important it is not only to us today in society, but how important money and wealth in that topic was even in Jesus' day, that he felt he had to, speak about it so many times. This morning's scripture reinforces that teaching and makes us take a moment and reflect on our values. Once upon a time, a woman came out of her house and saw three old men with long white beards sitting in her front yard. She did not recognize them, and she did not chase them off, but approached them and said, "I don't think I know you, but you must be hungry. Please come in and have something to eat." "Is the man of the house at home?" they asked. "No," she replied, "he's out." "Then we cannot come in," they replied. In the evening, when her husband came home, she told him what had happened. He said, "Go tell them I am home and invite them in." The woman went out and invited the men in. "We won't go into the house together," they replied. "Why is that?" she wanted to know. One of the old men explained, "His name is Wealth," he said while pointing to one of his friends. And pointing to the other one, he said, "He is Success, and I am Love." Then he added, "Now go in and discuss with your husband which one of us you want in your home." The woman went in and told her husband what had been said. He was overjoyed. "How nice," he said. "Since that is the case, let us invite Wealth. Let him come in and fill our home with wealth." His wife disagreed. "My dear, why don't we invite Success?" And then their daughter-in-law, who was in the other room listening, jumped in with her own suggestion. "Wouldn't it be better to invite in Love? Our home will be filled with love." "Let us heed our daughter-in-law's advice," said the husband to his wife. "Go out and invite Love to be our guest." The woman went out and asked the old men, "Which one of you is Love? Please come in and be our guest." The elderly man named Love got up and started walking toward the house. The other two also got up and followed him. Surprised, the woman asked Wealth and Success, "I only invited Love. Why are you coming in also?" The old men replied together, "If you had invited Wealth or Success, the other two of us would have stayed out. But since you invited Love, wherever he goes, we go with him. Wherever there is love, there is also wealth and success." We need to be careful how we view and use our possessions, because if we aren't, they can own us. A familiar old adage says, "You can't take your money and your possessions with you when you die." And that's similar to what we were seeing in today's scripture passage, that the farmer thought he was all set for life. And the Lord comes and says, "Oh no, watch out. Your life is going to be called today. And what good is all your possessions?" A little later in chapter 12 of Luke, we read Jesus saying the following words, "Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, your heart will be also." And that sort of leads us into another lesson from this morning's scripture, that sharing of our possessions is expected of us. Why did Jesus tell this parable? We have to sort of back up and ask, what was the situation that Jesus felt he needed to tell this parable? A man had asked Jesus to tell his brother to divide the inheritance with him. And Jesus did not respond directly. He simply asked who had appointed him as judge in such matters. And then he said, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed." And then he told the parable that we read today as part of today's scripture. The possessive spirit of the farmer ruined him. It can ruin us also. But a giving spirit can be our liberation. For example, another story. A story is told of a man who spoke with the Lord about heaven and hell. The Lord said to the man, "Come, I will show you hell." They entered a room where a group of people sat around a huge pot of stew. Everyone was famished, desperate, and starving. Each held a spoon that reached the pot. But the handle on the spoon was so much longer than each person's arm that they couldn't get the spoon, even if they could get the stew dipped, they couldn't get the spoon to their mouth because the handle was so long. The suffering was terrible in that room. The food was sitting there. They were starving, and they had these utensils, and they just couldn't get the stew to their mouths. So the Lord then said after a little while, "Come, now I will take you to heaven." They entered another room, identical to the first. The pot of stew, the group of people, the same long-handled spoons. But there everyone was happy and well-nourished. "I don't understand," said the man. "Why are they happy here when they are miserable in the other room and everything was the same?" The Lord smiled and said, "Ah, it is simple. Here they have learned to feed each other. While the handle on the spoon was too long to reach one's own mouth, it was just the right length to reach someone else's. Everyone was being fed by someone else." We are in November, a month in which we ponder our blessings, offer thanks to God for his gracious goodness, and consider how we may honor God by being good stewards of all that God has entrusted to us. It is stewardship time, time when some people dread. It's like, oh, the church is asking for money again. But it's not just money. It's commitment of time and talent, as well as treasure. The nominating committee will be soon asking many of you to devote a portion of your time and your energy to the ministry and mission of this congregation by serving on a board or a committee. And as you consider this invitation, please remember that on a football team, when the team faces a tough decision, the coach often calls for a timeout. In basketball, when the press is on, the captain can call for a timeout. And in soccer, when the team is bushed, they can gain a few minutes respite with a timeout. But life does not work that way. There is no way that we can stop the clock to think out our problems. We cannot save, store, or stretch time. We may use it or we may abuse it, but the clock keeps ticking continually. We can only plan how to spend the time given to us, and God wants us to be involved in serving him. A letter and pledge card were mailed this week that invite you to make a financial commitment to supporting the ministry and mission of the First Baptist Church of Malden and the maintenance of our property. If you did not receive a letter and envelope this week, there are extras on the table in the back of the sanctuary. It's now each of our responsibility to prayerfully consider how we, as a congregation, will meet the challenges of 2018 and beyond, and how we as individual members are able to support that ongoing ministry and mission. As you do consider how you invest your time, your talent, and your treasure, I encourage you to remember the following story. A new place of worship had just been completed. People came from near and far to see it. They admired the beauty of the windows, the walls, the carpet on the floors. Preachers were impressed with the handsome pulpit Bible. On the roof, a little two-penny nail held down a shingle. This little nail heard the people praise everything else, but no one mentioned the shingle nail or seemed to be conscious of its existence. The little nail became very angry and said, "If I am that insignificant, nobody will miss me if I quit." So the little nail pulled out, slid down the steep roof, and fell onto the soft ground below. A little while later, there was a heavy rainstorm, and the shingle nail was buried in the mud. The difference between being buried in the mud and holding down the shingle is this. Before, the nail was obscure, but useful. Furthermore, it was protected under the shingle. Now it was obscure, but useless, and will soon be consumed by rust. The worst of the story is yet to come. The shingle that the nail held down got loose, and without support and cooperation from the nail, the shingle blew away, leaving a hole in the roof. The same rain that buried the nail leaked in through the vacant spot where the shingle had been, finding its way into that beautiful sanctuary. The water ran down the walls, leaving them marred. It leaked upon the Bible and stained its pages. It leaked upon the carpet, and the beautiful rug was stained. All because one little nail failed to do its job. The Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome that we are many members of one body, and all members do not have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Each one of us is needed to further Christ's kingdom here on earth. What kind of nail are you? One that does his or her part and is essential to the glory of the Lord? Or one that fails to do what he or she is capable of and has the ability to do? Every nail is important and essential. Every person in our church family is vitally important and needed. Remember the lesson from the parable in this morning's scripture. Be on guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Those who store up treasure for themselves are not rich toward God. So the old question is still real. Our money or our life? Which do we choose? Let's pray together. Lord, we are filled with so many temptations when we look around and we see things in our society that say, buy me, use me. You'll be more important with this possession or that possession. Lord, forgive us when we succumb to those temptations. Help us to again hear your message of love, your message of putting our stockpile in heaven and not here on earth, our call from you to reach out and help others and not to be so as self-centered that only trying to feed ourselves but looking out and feeding others. Lord, during this stewardship time, we pray that we may spend moments with you in conversation, that you will guide our thoughts and our actions as we look to make commitments to serving you through this congregation, serving through our time, our talent, and our treasure. Lord, we thank you for your blessings upon us, and we ask that we may be wise stewards of all that you have given to us. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
remember the Lord our God, who has given us many gifts. Let us go now with the grace of God to share God's many gifts with all the world. Go with thankful and generous hearts. Amen.